It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey, good morning. Happy eating and happy drinking and all that. We made it through the great Charter Internet outage of this morning. My gosh, was that frustrating. I mean, hi, good morning. This is David Craig. I have to say, we have generally excellent service from Charter. I know not everybody feels that way for our cable and for our internet, but this morning it was a little frustrating, and we messed with the router and everything, and finally, I don't know, something was happening at the head end, and they got it all fixed up, we hope. We're broadcasting Food Talk STL from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios here at KFNS. On the show today, we're talking about craft beer, a great getaway not very far from St. Louis, and food trucks. Man, they're everywhere. I invite you to visit our website, which is foodtalkstl.com. There you can click on Show Archives, and you can listen to stuff from February, March, April, May, June, and July. I invite you to follow us on Twitter at foodtalkstl. And like us on Facebook, too. We like to be liked. Everybody does. You can contact the show via email. Email address is foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. Before we chat with our first guest here about St. Louis Craft Beer Week, which is upcoming, some quick newsy notes here. I posted my review of The Dark Knight Rises on my movie blog. I have to say, this is one of the all-time great movies. 4 stars out of 4, 10 after 10. I liked it very much. My website, my movie blog is davidcraigmovies.com. I want to say thanks to Clara Moore, who was on the TV show Around the World in 80 Plates. Thanks to inviting us to your viewing party for the finale of that show the other night. Clara is at Local Harvest Cafe. She's now at the downtown location in the old post office on the Locust side of the building. And yeah, she was in the season finale, which was won by the red-haired woman, Avery, from Los Angeles. Thanks to the folks at La Cantina, or I guess it would be La Cantina if you're speaking proper Espanol, in Webster on North Gore. Thanks for hosting my wife and me and several other media folk at a tasting party this week. Delicious steak and shrimp and margaritas. There's an event coming up next week called the Food Media Forum. It's next weekend at Mulan, which is part of Vendasette there at 2017 Shoto. The Food Media Forum, and it's interesting, we had Stephanie and Kimberly from that event on with us last Saturday, and then 2 or 3 days later, they tweeted that the event was almost completely sold out. I don't know, is that a coincidence? I'll take a little bit of credit for that. Well, we'll see. But it sounds like a fun thing if you love... I'm trying to read here. What does it say? If you love food and you want to tell the world, it's the first St. Louis workshop for active and aspiring food writers, photographers, bloggers, and media. And it's next Saturday and Sunday, the 28th and 29th. And their website is foodmediaforum.com. The new Deerbergs in DePere, it's going to open on Tuesday, July 31st. Thanks to my wife for that nugget. And thank you for listening to our show. If you would, please spread the word. Yeah, we're out there on social media, and yes, we're plugging it any way we can. But, you know, the nice thing is when you have that that word of mouth, when you tell somebody, hey, I are you listening to that show? It's on Saturday, every Saturday, 11 to noon on 590. It's Dave, and, you know, he's got a lot of guests in there talking about food and beverage. Right now, we're going to talk about beverage. My first guest is Eric Hildebrandt. Hey, Eric, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you in here. You are one of the perpetrators. That's not a good word, is it?
I'll take it.
You're one of the planners, organizers of this big thing that's going to run July 28th through August 5th.
Correct. 9 days.
I was going to say that's a pretty long week. But it's a good thing because you guys, this is an event-filled week. St. Louis Craft Beer Week. Why do you have it, and what's the idea?
Well, the concept is to kind of celebrate what's going on in the craft beer scene as a whole in the metropolitan area. We try to get things planned in all parts of town, not just the city, not just the county. We've got some stuff over on the east side, some stuff in far west county. Started it in 2009. We had 27 events. And it was pretty well received, and that was sort of, you know, right as it was just the beginning of everything that's happened over the last couple of years with the craft beer scene exploding in St. Louis. And now looking at it as of this morning, for this year, we're up to right now over 60 events at 35 venues spread out over those 9 days. So as the craft beer scene has picked up, we figured why not shine a light on it for a solid week. You know, there are people that celebrate craft beer every single day.
Absolutely.
But then this is trying to get the word out that it's out there and we want to celebrate it.
And not everybody goes to the Beer Fest, which was great, which was in June down at Ballpark Village. And there are other similar events that people put on for charitable purposes and such. Now, the organization that's kind of behind this, it's you and Mr. Sweeney. And
well, not really. It's not an organization per se. It's just a group of guys. Mike runs STL Hops beer blog, and there's a handful of us that are very active, very involved in that website. Through that, this sort of got created a few years ago, and basically it's just a conglomeration of, you know, a bunch of guys that are in the distributors, the breweries, some of the bars. We all come together, you know, there's distributors getting along with distributors, cross-promoting events. It's all about the beer. And so that's, you know, we've had meetings over the last couple of months trying to get all this organized, and everybody kind of puts the competition, if there is such a thing, aside and just try to spread the gospel of craft beer.
Well, it's nice to see, and it happens really in a lot of industries where, yes, you compete with one another, but you come together for a common cause. I mean, even the radio station general managers have meetings, you know, every month or so, and discuss things that apply to the industry as a whole. And there are all kinds of trade groups. So if you would, Eric, please highlight maybe, I don't know if you can, maybe three or four of the top events that you would say, okay, I just kind of want to check out some of this Craft Beer Week stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, we're starting out the event. The week kicks off next Saturday. There's kind of an event that we always kick off with every year we have since we started called Beer and Brats down at 33 Wine Shop in Lafayette Square. Mm-hmm. Every year they use a different purveyor of sausages and brats to come in. But this year they're doing a little different with the food truck craze. It's funny that you're actually having one of the food trucks on today. The guys from Gorilla Street are coming down, and they're making some sausages and brats. And they're going to be part of the Beer and Brats event. That's Saturday. It starts at 11. It runs most of the day. And that's a big kickoff event. But like this year, we're going to kick that into... That's going to bleed into a big event that we're having down at Perennial Artisan Ales. I know you had Corey King on here a while back. They're doing what they're calling a Midwest Belgian Beer Fest. And basically all the local breweries are going to be involved in pouring Belgian-style beers. And then even to make it bigger, there are a lot of breweries being represented from around the Midwest, Chicago, Indianapolis, that are coming down to participate in this. They're going to provide options of food that are Belgian-inspired that'll be available that day. So there's going to be a lot of beer that either you can't get here, period, or a lot of the local breweries will be pouring beer that maybe you can't get all the time. So that's a big event to be part of our kickoff. Throughout the week, there's everything from beer dinners to tapas, little appetizer parties pairing with beer. There's what they call a tap takeover, where one brewery goes into a bar and you can try all of their different beers.
Now, how does that work? I mean, mechanically and physically, how does that work? You come in and plug. I guess you just bring in every keg you got.
Yeah. Well, so basically, for instance, there's a brewery there's a brewery out of Colorado called Avery, and they're going to come in and do like a an event at Three Kings, which is out in the U City Loop, and they're going to bring in a bunch of special kegs that we don't normally see here, and there's going to be a representative from Avery in town. That's another cool part about the week is that there are brewery people from the out-of-state breweries that think this event is a cool enough event that they're going to send folks out, and you want to talk to them about their beers, they're going to be here too. And then so what they do is they dedicate a certain number of taps at their bar or their restaurant, and they talk about their beers. So it's a little bit, you get to meet and greet some of the guys behind the beers, and you go from there. So
this is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and we're also streaming live on our website, which is KFNS.com. My name is David Craig. This is Eric Hildebrandt.
That's right.
Who is my studio guest here, plugging St. Louis Craft Beer Week, which runs July 28th through August 5th. What's the website for the event, Eric?
Okay, all the information can be found at stlbeerweek.com. There's an easy calendar to click on that has every event by day. And then if you want to get more detail, there's an events page that kind of breaks down what each event is.
I won't ask you when you had your first Budweiser or, you know, your first beer when you were a kid. I'm sure it was probably on your 21st birthday.
Sure.
But when did you become a hophead, a craft beer aficionado?
So, funny story is I haven't been in the restaurant or bar or beer or any business since the late 90s. I used to run a place down in South City called Crusoe's, down in Compton and Osceola. They're still there. I met some of the guys from Schlafly. Back at the time, I was experimenting a little bit with imports. I was over 21. I was running the bar. I was experimenting with imports, and I'd drink some Rolling Rock every once in a while. But then I met some of the guys from Schlafly, in particular a gentleman named Mitch Turner, who's now with Major Brands, who's the distributor of Schlafly. He brought in some samples, said, hey, let's go. Let me take you for a tour of the brewery. Right there, I was hooked. I definitely, at the time, there weren't nearly as many options, you know, even in the craft beer scene. I remember drinking something like a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale back then and thinking it was the most bitter thing in the world. And now I drink that and I just laugh because I'm drinking things that are, my palate has, you know, changed so much over the years that it's kind of like when you're a kid and you don't like broccoli and now
yes.
I love broccoli. You
absolutely,
know,
absolutely.
It's the same thing. So definitely my gateway was definitely Schlafly. I was, in particular, I'd say probably Hefeweizen, their unfiltered wheat beer. So the guys at Schlafly do such a great job of being sort of the godfather of all things craft beer in St. Louis, and they've been very helpful to all the new breweries, you know, be it your Perennial, your Four Hands, your Civil Life. They're so helpful, but they do that for the consumer and for the people wanting to get started in the industry, so props to Schlafly. They've been very helpful with helping us put together events for this. You know, they're at a lot of events. They're having a couple of events. So,
if you live right next to one of the craft breweries, and or maybe you know some of the folks, you might tend to have a favorite one, but a lot of people do, you know, one week we're going to go to Perennial and
sure.
and later, you know, hit some of the others that are around town. And you know, the hardcore folks like yourself are going to bounce around and try everything. It's like the foodies who are going to try every new restaurant.
Correct.
That opens. Although, it's a pretty ambitious chore. I mean, even to hit all of the microbrews, all the craft breweries that are around St. Louis right now, don't you think?
Yeah, there's quite a few. I always tell, so one thing we always get asked a lot is from people out of town. Like, if I want to try it, and I don't have time to go to everywhere, there's places now that have a very definite dedication to the local craft beer scene. Places like Bailey's Range downtown, where you can go and they have 20 taps and they're all local.
Sure.
And they're representative of all the breweries. So if you can't get to all of them, there's definitely places you can go and try them all. And a lot of those places are, you know, are definitely part of our week.
Okay, we're visiting with Eric Hildebrandt and we're talking about St. Louis Craft Beer Week, which starts a week from today. Now, when you are buying beer, craft beer for your own personal consumption. Let's say you're leaving work and you want to stop and grab a six pack somewhere. Where do you tend to shop, and what are the kinds that what do you go for personally mostly?
Well, if you really want to get the most variety and find things, there's no better place than the Wine and Cheese Place, especially the location on Forsyth and Clayton. Paul Hayden does an amazing job of keeping everything fresh, rotating, storing it properly. And actually, people there that are very helpful, if you come in and you say, I like this, what would you recommend? Things like that. But the great part over the last couple of years is that you can find this stuff now more and more in your regular grocery store.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you don't have to go to the specialty shop anymore. There, I mean, I live in Oakville, which used to be the craft beer wasteland, and now I can go into my Schnucks, and they've done an amazing job at that Schnucks and that Deerberg's of putting more and more craft beer. So it's a sign of how far we've come. We still got a long way to go to get the beer out there, but to get the beer message out there, but it's definitely changed over the last few years.
Well, in the last decade or a couple of decades, yes, I've seen a lot of brands show up in my Schnucks store that I didn't know, but that's really been one of the more interesting things I've learned doing this show, is that places like the Wine and Cheese Place, which I never walked into before this year, because I'm not, I mean, if I want a bottle of wine, I'll go to a grocery store. I'm not, you know, going to go pay $50 for a bottle of wine. But I, it's like, oh, you guys sell craft beer? Right. When did you start selling? Oh, we've always did. Okay, good. Thanks for the, thanks for telling me.
A little secret is, he actually has also some of the best prices around. You would think that he's a specialty store. He might be, I mean, I tell people all the time when they come into town, if you want to jump on the Metro, if you don't have a car, jump on the Metro Link, take it right there. He's got a stop right in front of there, and you'll be amazed. I mean, it's he does. They do good work there, and they're very active in the beer community. They've got events planned for our week, you know.
Well, that's very cool, and I like the fact that, you know, you mentioned that it's geographically diverse. It's not, you know, so many things are just very sure. City, St. Louis City centric, yeah. and you guys are getting all over the region.
Yeah, we've got some great events out in Chesterfield. We've got an event over in Edwardsville. You know, I heard you talking about Edwardsville a couple of weeks ago being becoming a food destination. It's definitely becoming a beer destination. Also, we've got an event over at Bigelow's Bistro. Mark puts on some great events over there, and basically his event is called Sharing and Pairing, which actually he invites you to bring a bottle in, and we're going to share the beer, and he's going to provide. You're going to pair what you think goes best with the menu he's got for that night. So everybody's going to come up with, I think this will work with that, and then everybody kind of decides on whether they like that or not. So,
well, very cool. Okay, the website again for your week is?
The website for the week is stlbeerweek.com, and there's an events page on there. Just click on that. It's still to this day being updated with more. We keep getting emails with more people wanting to participate, so who knows?
All right. Well, I think it's a great thing that you guys are doing, and thank you for coming in and visiting on the show here with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hope to see you out there.
All right, that's Eric Hillebrand, and it's St. Louis Craft Beer Week, and it's all going to happen starting on July 28th. We're broadcasting today from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Still to come on the show, we're going to talk about food trucks, and we're also going to talk about a nice weekend getaway and an event coming up in August at that particular getaway.